It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hi, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, could you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Peter Collins of Ann Arbor, Michigan. I said, think of a well-known author, 9 letters in the first name, 8 letters in the last. I said, change the first letter of the last name and anagram those 6 letters to spell a word, and then read everything together, the author's first name plus the anagram with a letter change to the last name, and you get a certain professional athlete. Who is it? Well, the author is Charlotte Bronte. Change the B to an H and scramble, you get a Charlotte Hornet.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I couldn't even really follow the whole, your description of the puzzle. But it doesn't even matter because y'all know y'all stuff. So we received nearly 800 correct answers, and Julia Wheeler of Kansas City, Missouri is our winner. Congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
So how did you figure this one out? Were you just going through authors and just seeing which one could work?
I got kind of lucky. I am a big fan of bar trivia. And one time the answer was clearly one of the Bronte sisters, but and we incorrectly guessed Charlotte. But another team just wrote Bronte, and they received credit for that.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
Unfair.
And I'm still mad about it. So it was like one of the first things on my mind.
So it all came full circle, right? Because you lost out on that one, but here you win big.
Exactly. Take that.
And you're a nurse?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for all of your hard work, because nurses do such an incredible job and are so needed. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
So, all right, Julia. Well, I know if you can be a nurse and I know if you can do bar trivia, then I know you're ready to play the puzzle.
Yeah, I hope so.
You are. Okay. Take it away, Will.
All right, Julia and Aisha. When you're done with today's puzzle, I hope you say you tore through it. That's because every answer is a word or name with the accented syllable tor somewhere inside it. For example, if I said, like important things from the past, you would say historic. Here we go. Number one, kind of college that selects the U.S. president.
Electoral.
That's it. 19th century English queen.
Victoria.
That's it. An opinion piece in a newspaper.
Editorial.
That's right. A class with one-on-one instruction.
Tutorial?
That's it. Well known for something bad.
Notorious?
You got it. A person who gets all bent out of shape.
Ooh. Mm.
And this is literally someone who gets all bent out of shape.
Literally, like a, okay.
Like they bend their body all over.
Contortionist?
Contortionist, is it?
Contortionist, sorry.
You got it. Math function signaled by an exclamation point.
Factorial.
That's it. Blank Guinea, Central African country.
Equatorial.
Equatorial, you got it. Administrative capital of South Africa.
Pretoria.
Pretoria,
yeah,
you got
exactly.
It. Exactly. How about the use of force or threats to get money?
Extortion.
That's right. A large room for a school gathering.
Auditorium.
You got it. Chicken blank. It's a Japanese dish.
Yakitori.
Yakitori, you got it.
Oh, my goodness.
And your last one is a kind of question that's not meant to have an answer.
Okay.
It's like, I'm trying to think of a good one.
A rhetorical.
Rhetorical,
yes.
Question. Good job.
Yeah. It's kind of like, are you ready to play the puzzle? Because you answer it, but it doesn't really matter because we're playing anyway. But that may not be rhetorical. Don't beat me up.
That's what I thought you were telling me, like, the next one is not meant to have an answer. So I was like, okay. I get it.
Well, you did a great job, Julia. How do you feel?
Good, good. Yes, kind of like a little brush.
Yes. And you were so fast. My goodness. You got it. So you were excellent. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Julia, what member station do you listen to?
KCUR.
That's Julia Wheeler of Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you for having me.
So, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Chad Graham of Philadelphia. Name a famous singer. 6 letters in the first name, 4 letters in the last. Remove the last letter of the first name and the first letter of the last name. And the result, reading left to right, is a word for some singing. What is it? So again, famous singer, 6-4. Remove the last letter of the first name and the first letter of the last name. Put the two parts together, read it left to right, and you get a word for some singing. Who's the singer and what's the word?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, June 8th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.